unless council has any other questions.
Seconded
to adjourn public hearing. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Tracy.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Public hearing is adjourned at 19:05. Call the Amber City Council meeting from November 2021 to order at 19:05. And for the what?
Pledge allegiance.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thank you.
First of several city council meetings we're gonna have. Comment? From public comment to agenda review and adoption. If there's no additions or subtractions, I vote for motion to approve as written.
And as written.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So move a second to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy.
And I oppose. The group consent agenda.
Council Popper, Council.
Councilman Popper, sir.
Moving second to the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Keith, you're on the hot.
Me?
You're still chief, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just so I can barely hear you, Mayor. I can hear Jeremy just fine, I'm guessing, because he's sitting closer to the computer. So sorry, I missed that. Good evening, everybody. Apologies for not being able to be there, but I'm a little under the weather, and I did not think anybody would approve of me bringing it with. So here we are. First thing I'd like to get started with is the 2022 Hamburg Fire Officer Selection Process. Jeremy has told me that we essentially have one person running for each position available. Mark Plants, our current Chief 3, is running for Assistant Chief. Joe Wiverka is running for Captain 1. And Nicholas Mockentoon is running again for Captain 3, and Anthony Van Haften is running to fill the Chief 3 void left by Mark running for Assistant Chief. Being that there is no one to run against any of these gentlemen, they would then obtain the seat that they have ran for, as long as they meet all the requirements set forth by the fire department, and they all do. So I guess unless there's any questions or comments or concerns, I would move to adopt these four gentlemen as the new officers going into 2022.
Chairman, is there anything that we would need to procedurally to board review like that has typically taken place in the past?
Typically, we've only done the board review if we've had two people apply for one position. So now it would just be, unless there's any objection from council.
In regards to the 2022
Councilman Tracy, I move to approve the office selection for the Amherst Department for 2022.
Councilman Weber, second.
Move and second to approve the 2022 Amherst Fire Department office selections. Any further discussion?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Glover, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief, pass on the congratulations to the guys.
Will do. Thank you, guys. Next thing I have is back to the iPads for the fire department. I'm just checking in to see if you guys have gotten any information on your end from the League of Minnesota Cities. As far as getting these things by the end of the year, I know the data plan is more along the budget line of things for in 2022, but just curious where we're at with that.
I believe we're still, I think we can be able to use our current structure for computer usage. We just need to update it mobile devices added into it. I think we're good to go.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get these iPads ordered for the fire department, and we'll start off with like a 2 gigabyte plan that the department decided they would pick up. They would pick up the cost for it, and this was back in July, August, something like that. So we could start with the lowest data plan they have, and as far as budgeting for 2022 and here on out, we can look at that a little bit more in depth as to what size data plan we get from here on out. Does that seem like a fair deal for now?
I mean, it's been a while, but that's what I recollect. Get any to move forward. Start a little adjustment here.
Any objection from staff?
No, I'll just sit down with Stephen when we look for the final budget too to get the numbers implemented into the budget. And then I think, like you said, start off with that plan, and then we can look at what the data usage is maybe in first 3-6 months.
Or two.
Stephen,
so I can. I'm sorry, what's that? I can, Jeremy, you're the only person I can really hear clearly.
Okay.
Everyone else is just real muffled.
Well, council is wondering, is it 2 iPads or 4 iPads?
It was 6 iPads. It was 6 iPads. The department is buying all 6 iPads plus cases for them plus vehicle mounts. And the fire department agreed, or the relief association agreed, to pay for, I think at the time it was 6 months of this year's end of 2021 data's plan. And then just between little hoops we've had to go through between League of Minnesota Cities to make sure that the iPads fall underneath certain policies. So we basically keep our best interests all in the right area. So it was for 6 iPads and cases and mounting hardware for vehicles that we'd be getting. And the department is paying for those iPads and all of that. The city would just be picking up the data plan from here on out, being that the city already has a phone service through Verizon, and that's the vendor that we would be going through. So everything would stick with the city's plan that they have now. They would just be adding the 6 iPads and whatever line of service as far as the data plan is concerned, whatever level we decide to go with, whether it's an 8 gigabyte or unlimited, whatever we decide to go with here in the next couple months as far as budgeting is concerned, that's where we're at with that. Are there any questions or comments? I can't. I guess the only person I can hear is Jeremy. So, can you guys hear me at all? Not seeing anything.
Steven, can you hear?
Yep, now I can hear you. You kind of just cut in and out there. Try again.
Okay.
Yep, well, now I got you.
All right, where we were at was looking at what monthly cost are we looking at with the iPads?
Let's see here. I know I had laid it out a few months prior ago to what it would cost for line of service. Let me just see if I can pull it up here quick. Oh, let's see. All right, so from the vendor that you guys go through, the representative, there's a $10 line access for each tablet. So that would be $60. Because there's 6 tablets. And then they offer 2 gigabyte, 4 gigabyte, and 8 gigabyte shared, which is $70 per iPad. So they have down here for an example, if you were to have 2 iPads with 2 gigabytes shared data plan, it would be the $35 plus the $10 per iPad, and then another 10 would equal $55 a month. So if you did 8 gigabytes shared between the 6 iPads, that would be $70 plus 60, so you'd be looking at $130 a month to take care of all the iPads as far as the data plan goes.
Steven, I heard you correctly. You said it was $35 an iPad for the line. And for the shared plan, it was another $10 per iPad. So that's six. We're talking more than $70.
No, so it's, I must have misspoke. It's a $10 line access for each tablet. So the $10 is per each tablet. So that's $60 because there's six tablets. And then the 8 gigabyte shared is a $70 base fee. And if you're sharing it between six tablets, that's what we're looking at. I thought at one point I had in here what it was for unlimited, and I'm trying to find that just to see if here it is. It says pricing for unlimited data plan per month per unit is $39.99. So that's an option out there as well. But what I was talking about with the shared plans is if you did like the 8 gigabytes between the six iPads, it's a $70 base plus a $10 per tablet line access. So it would be $60 for all six tablets plus the $70 for the 8 gigabytes. Here. I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, what we were talking about is just, it'd be the range is $130 a month to $240 a month.
Correct. And I'm looking through the emails as I'm talking to you guys. He just has in here that pricing for unlimited data plan per month per unit is $39.99. He doesn't have anything on there about there being a $10 line access fee for that unlimited as well. That's just what he told me for per unit. So as far as I'm reading into it, that's $40 per tablet. So like you said, you're looking at a cost difference between $130, $240 a month. Were you asking how often these get used? Is that correct?
No, how often do we have all six rigs out at one time?
It would be rare. All six iPads being out at once would be on a larger fire scene. The water trucks would be using them as direction templates to get to where they're at. The engines and the heavy rescue would both be uploaded with pre-incident plans of some of our larger buildings as far as where exits are, any hazardous chemicals. Like I said, the authenticity of all six of them being out at the same time is probably pretty rare. We do have plans to use these for an online truck checks that we do every month, regardless. As of the last, I don't know how many years, we've been using paper to do the truck checks, which has worked out, but we're just going through a whole bunch of paper doing them, and we have been. So we're just looking to get something where we can use in more than one place. You know, it's not just to put on the trucks and leave it there to collect dust. They will be pulled off and used on a monthly basis.
But Stephen, with that usage, you just use Wi-Fi?
When you're in the building, we can use Wi-Fi, but they cannot sell us the iPads without a data plan. So when we're in the building, yeah, we can use,
But I'm just saying, if the council was looking to reduce the number of iPads that would be active, you know, for the cellular.
Sure.
You know, to keep costs down.
And, you know, one thing we could look at too, like I have absolutely no idea how, what type of data we're going to go through in a given year, you know, being outside the station. If it's something we wanted to start off with the smallest plan that they have. And so again, that's shared across all six iPads, whether two of the tankers, the two that are in the tankers, whether they're going out or not, it's still shared across six of them. So if we wanted to go along that route and just get it as a start and just see where we go from there. And, you know, if it gets to the point where we're going to start breaching where we're at with the 2 gigabytes, I'm sure we can discuss something amongst the fire department to help, you know, alleviate the cost, or you know, move up to the next plan for the following year. Like I said, I'm just trying to get these things here, and I know it's, you know, this is a time where we're dealing with budget stuff and trying to get it figured out, and I'm not trying to, you know, ask for the world here. I just we want to go with the smallest plan and see where it gets us. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Can you hear me?
I can a little bit.
We start with, you say, like 2 tablets. And when the firemen come in and they have a call, like, hey, I know you guys had a call in my neighborhood. And then the guys come out with trucks, just grab one of those. And then you play like we used to years ago, but didn't know where it was or anything. You play the nose to tail on the donkey. And you got radios. And trucks, you just call back and you tell these people, they don't know where to go. They call the truck with the iPad in, and then that guy just tells them on the radio, come down the street.
Yeah.
I don't want you not to have six of them. But why don't we start out with 2 and see how everything works first, instead of jump in knee deep, and then all of a sudden we've got nothing to. Let's try 2 first, make sure they work, and then we can always improve.
Well, I guess you know, there is that option, you know, like you were saying, Scotty, to you know, call back on the radio and say, hey, you know, come down this road. There are times where we get paid for mutual aid for just our tanker trucks where the other trucks don't leave the station. So if you pull the iPads out of the engine to put them in a tanker to go, you know, this route or whatever, you know, to use the mapping system, then that takes them out of the other trucks while they sit in town. I'm all right. You know, I get what we're trying to do here with, you know, money wise and, you know, keeping things, but the fire department is picking up the bulk of this bill initially to just get these things here. So, I mean, looking at it, if we get 2, we were to cut it down and get 2 iPads to make sure they work. And then, so we're looking at, see, $55 a month, go with the lowest shared plan, the 2 gigabyte shared plan on 2 iPads would be $55 a month on the city's end of things for cost.
Stephen, going again. It's not so much the money. It's just that I hate to see things being bought, and then after a while, you pay all that money, you don't work, and you guys work so hard on your fundraiser to help the city out. That's not money. It's work first. I mean, yeah, these guys that come out and sell you this stuff, they'll promise you the goddamn world. Is it really
going to
work for us?
Well, I'm basing our usage and getting of these is based on other fire departments in and around our community that have already been using them and have had good luck using them already. So this isn't just Hamburg trying to go above and beyond to try and, you know, let's be better than the Joneses. This is something that eventually will end up out this way. And I just, talking with the rest of the department members, the rest of the officers, we don't want to fall behind the curve as far as it comes to giving our citizens, you know, the best possible response that we can give them. I mean, that's where we're looking at things. And in order for it to go, I found other ways to use them so it's not, they're just sitting in the truck collecting dust. So it's not something that's going to waste when we don't have a call. They're still...
Steven, do you get what I'm trying to get across here? Do they need to be in the trucks? Could you just put them in what do they have to have, chargers or something or whatever? Put them in the station, and then when we call them, you just grab them, you know, first truck out, grab them, and then next truck follow, and so on as it goes. That's what I'm getting. Not that we spend, you know, you spend your money on six of them, and then out here they don't work. Yeah, okay, work. Maybe they've got a tower or something or all that run. And maybe we don't have quite the reception out here. You know, look at the cell phones once. They work for crap out of it. And then some days they do. It depends a lot on the weather. Are we looking at something that's going to interfere the weather with this stuff?
No, the weather really would have nothing to play in part with this. It'd be no different than your cell phone. I mean, and I understand that there are certain spots where a cell phone will work and will not work, you know, just best, you know, kind of based on your area. But after talking with different retailers and different people with different phone services between T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, for our area, Verizon has the best coverage. I know nothing's perfect. This isn't a perfect world. But weather and stuff like that will really have no effect on how these things operate. The reason why we are spending the money to have them on board in the trucks, they will come with a 12-volt charging system that will be mounted in the truck. And we keep them in there so that they're never forgotten at the station. You know, they're in the trucks. This is how we're setting up our standard operating guidelines is how we respond to calls. The person who sits in the passenger seat of any given vehicle is essentially the officer in charge. And their job is to get you where you need to go, run the lights, sirens, all that stuff. The driver's sole responsibility is to drive and follow orders of who's ever in the passenger seat. So by putting these in the vehicles, like I said, we're not doing anything that's new. We're going by what, you know, other departments have done in bigger cities and working their way down this way. They can come in and out of vehicles if need be. It's not like they're bolted to the dash and you can't take them out. The hardware that holds the iPads will be bolted in there. So they can come out. But like I said, the reason why we decided as a department to put them in the vehicles that we did is so that they're always in there. They're always charged when we need them. Not that somebody hops in the truck and we get three blocks away and we go, oh shoot, we forgot the iPad that we're going to William Miller and Sons. And there's a pre-incident plan in there on what type of hazardous chemicals and how much that they have in there. So, you know, there's more than one thing to look at. And I guess, I don't know if that's answering any of your questions, Scott, or.
Well, I guess, Stephen, as far as I'm concerned, it's your fire department's money that's spending on the iPods. I guess, as far as I'm concerned,
and a lot of the monies that, and I shouldn't say a lot, all the monies for the most part that are going to this is through some of it. It comes from fundraisers, but most of it is through our gambling from the Parkside Tavern. The gambling proceeds that we get from there. So even our fundraisers goes more towards gear and other equipment. This is almost solely coming out of funds raised through the gambling effort up at Parkside.
Councilor.
The lowest plan, correct? That's for all 100 a month. Yes. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Steven, is the lowest plan the 8?
The lowest plan they offer is 2 gigabytes. They have a 2, a 4, an 8, and unlimited.
Yeah, I would say then, Chief, let's start with the 2 gig, and that will help any of the extracurricular potential usage on these iPads.
Sure.
We have more, we have closer to 8, until we see, you know, 2, but there's maybe even more of these.
Right. I mean, this first year is going to be kind of a trial to see where we're at with our data, and we won't, you know, be using them excessively to try and ask for more. It just basically we'll start with 2 and see where it gets us. So if you guys are good with that.
I mean, when you're in house, you're not using any data. When you're out of house, you're using data because you're not always going
to. Correct. Yep. In house, we'll be Wi-Fi only.
Steven, what's the 2 gig plan?
Oh, let's hop back here. Two gig plan is a $35 base plus $10 for each tablet. So you're looking at
$95.
Yep, $95 for.
Okay.
The 4 gigabyte is $50 base, and 8 is $70 base.
And for the rest of the year, the relief is.
What was that?
The rest of the remaining of the year, the relief is taking care of that cost.
Correct.
Any other questions? Okay, Chief, we'll move on then to officer ratings.
All right, so I just got these next couple things on here to see if there was any more talk or discussion one way or the other, if you guys are still hammering some of that out, if it's coming up later in the next month or so. That's basically just all the things we had talked about. I think it was 2 months ago. I was just kind of curious where we sat at that, but if we want to discuss that at a different time, that works for me as well.
Yeah, that'll be something we'll talk through as we go through the budgetary process and we have our budget process.
Okay.
So the applicability of increase in raises and what would help the cause would be a very well written explanation on why.
Very well written explanation reason on why for what? I missed that last part.
Why you're requesting the raise?
In the officer raise or the our para raise, retirement raise?
All of the above.
All of the above? Okay.
And I would caution you when you go to talk about the para raise to reference to the fact of the city contribution. Because if the market corrects itself, like it most likely will in the next 6 months, then the question will become, is the fire department going to lower the yearly amount that the city back to 0 contribution? Because it works.
Okay, I will keep that in mind. Are there any other questions or comments on any of those things?
This is Councilman Tracy. Just on the officer raises, I wasn't here when that was discussed. But whatever you put together, could we get some comparables? Just for similar size counts? Yeah, just like some other departments in the area of similar size. We have something to compare to, I guess.
Yep, I will get that information to you guys.
Cool, appreciate it.
Yep.
And then as far as the budget, Stephen, whenever you got some time, we can sit down and go through that.
Yeah, I'll swing by sometime when I'm just feeling a little better. And we'll go from there. So that's all that was really about, was tied in with the other thing. Before I move on, are there any other questions about any of the raised stuff?
No, I'm asking.
All right, and then the last thing I have is just an informative piece that our gun raffle will be coming up here December 4th, I believe, at Parkside Tavern. So I believe Parkside still has some tickets if guys haven't gotten any. I know I have some available, but just to keep that in the back of your guys' minds, as winter is coming up here, we'll be doing that along with our meat raffles that start up, I think, the Saturday before Thanksgiving at Parkside at 6:30 p.m. So just kind of an informative bit for you guys if you're bored on Saturday evenings. We'll be starting those up here pretty soon. So is there any other questions, comments for me?
Council, Chief, staff, any council, any questions for Chief?
Nope.
No, looks like you're good to go. Feel better. All right,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
I'm into Old State Business, security and sound, park cameras, the park.
Yeah, so it was the last council meeting we discussed adding one more camera. I've set up a meeting with security and sound with Carver Link and also Rob's Electric to address the issues from last meeting of adding that camera, looking at having internet access so that way we can have wireless cameras placed within the park also. Basically, the line of direction point is what they'll need to be able to connect. I also seen in the minutes too, we're talking about flight pole, getting that corrected. I'll talk to Rob when they're there about that, adding outlets. And then also, do we want to have Rob's look at improving the lighting in the park? So I think it would, have I missed anything? We're meeting on the 16th. So. Yep. 9:30, if you're free.
What is that date?
I think it's a Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Any other questions on the Old State Business?
Memorial.
You can definitely have that conversation, see if there's a possibility.
Anything else, council? Okay, we'll move on then to some new city business. So we had the public hearing for the ordinance number 166, the zoning change for the front yard back exceptions. Were there any additional questions the council had? Anything that staff wanted to include? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve ordinance number 166.
Alderman Tracy, I make a motion.
Six. Moved and seconded to approve ordinance number 166. Any further discussion? All in favor? All opposed? Next, we'll look at the EC contract for 2022. I know it's been in the packet a couple of go arounds. Any additional questions anybody has or any additional thoughts?
So just basically looking at from this year's contract to 2022, roughly about a $300 increase. Next year.
Councilman Tracy,
2022. Moved and seconded to approve the 2022 contract. Any further discussion?
I added the bonds in there, Chris.
Oh, I got the wrong one. What's up?
Sorry about that. I just got that today. So we got the stabilization on repairs.
But a quick review of that, Andre's review, and then that's
it. Sure. So basically, what we got is some repairs out of the ponds, general maintenance of riprap that needs to be added, basically. I believe we've concentrated on three areas there in your packet of the primaries and then the big secondary pond there. Our engineers put an estimate together for them to do all the bidding and work for us, and then also doing on-site visits when the work is done. I believe what did they have in there? Was it four on-site visits during the construction? They had proposed putting the bids together, doing the riprap replacement options, placement of tile and geogrid. And that came in at about not to exceed $7,300. And then the actual maintenance repairs came in at not, and total estimate project cost was about $164,754. It is a lot of money, but one thing to keep in mind, I don't think any maintenance has been done at the ponds for many, many years. And the big thing is these are things that need to get done to keep it from having erosion, rodents burrowing into, and then possibly any washouts of the dikes. And then you'd be looking at major costs. So these are some things you need to address. The good thing from a financial standpoint, we have, I think, about $330,000 in the sewer fund. So there is monies available to do these repairs. I mean, we could also look at other options. If we didn't want to do it all at once, we could break it into, one, two, or three options and do one each year, or we can get it all done in 1 year. I think when we're dealing with the erosion issues we have there, just even you look at some of the pictures, there's just areas where there's no riprap at all. So we risk, potential future problems. So I think it's something we got to look at getting completed. I mean, I talked with council, right? And it seems that it's a need, not a want. Yeah, I mean, each year we probably should have been.
What is it, just out of curiosity, so we have the money to cover now?
You know, I still think even if we did it in 1 year, and I apologize because this just came in today, so I haven't even been able to really do a cost analysis, you know, which I think we would tie it in with the budget. You know, as far as rates, I mean, my recommendation would be to get it done. And then when we start the budget, then I can present to the council, okay, here's where we're at. That's what this is going to cost. Here's where we need to be, where I'd like to see the fund at, you know, from a cash flow standpoint, and then look at a couple of scenarios of what we should be increasing rates at to get to that point, to get to those cash flow forecasts.
Keep in mind, there's money out there. Maintenance. This is not something to do. We should control that. It also have made permits and everything else. It matters.
Yeah.
I highly suggest.
Biggest thing, because it's a maintenance item, typical maintenance item types of grants. That's something we should have been budgeting for, you know. And I guess you sufficient enough to kind of have it for the old, you know what, you know, these type things. Yeah, when I originally did it, I believe it was done on grants.
Yeah.
And there just aren't many grants there to begin with, and they're so for improvement. And there again, he said most likely then it would be PFA against them. Again, we're not looking at grant money. So
I mean, if you're comfortable.
Yeah, and then I think once we do this, then we should have Justin come out and we should assess maybe a 3 or 5 year plan on completing the project and then looking at, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to get better holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a need.
So basically, to have the council approve SDH to move forward. Their supplemental letter agreement, and that's to provide the consultant services for the project. Need $7,300. So then what they will do is council authorize, you know, the final design work and the contract with the supplemental agreement with SEH, and hopefully have received quote. 16th is what they have in here. Present bid results to the staff. Maybe I'll do it to Justin if we can't move that up to get the bids in by December 14th.
Councilman Tree. Letter agreement for the stabilization bond repairs.
Councilmember Weber, second.
Moving second to approve SCH's supplemental letter on stabilization bonds. Any further discussion?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilmember
Tree, aye. Fair enough. I'll vote. And
So just in my absence, I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing anything. I've kind of, I was council member Feltman and gone over some budget items, but I don't know if there was anything, you know, as for the, I guess the preliminary budget kind of got lost in the wind there a little bit. Looking at moving forward here and getting anybody has anything they want to be included in the 2022 final budget. I think what I finishing up, Paul, we talked to online cloud server, looking at, looking at camera too. Street project and the pond.
I want to be able to do anything else, just let staff know, and then we'll kind of whittling down, goes into the next item there. Look for a motion to hold our city council meeting in November, on November 23rd. That'd be part of really hammer our budget and also that time review coverage. And are we doing reviews for that one? Or are we doing
reviews? Yep.
So the reviews of that as well.
Yep.
So that get a motion to hold this next city council.
That a Tuesday?
Should be.
Yeah.
Other than Tuesday. One guy out of there. Yes, it's nice. So. Thanks, look like it.
I'm crazy.
Maybe we can see here. Try to figure it out. The 23rd is Tuesday.
Yeah.
If we move into the 24th, that's Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have to plan it. Otherwise,
Monday.
Monday, the 22nd, but I think the month have the world.
Lions were.
Fire department will leave the station.
22nd.
Yeah, then
yeah.
Look at the schedule of relief, the fire relievers. I don't know why there's.
On my calendar, I got them the 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that wrong in the packet there? Chris?
Well, I thought they were supposed to be Monday.
Less.
That's wrong. So then we could do the 22nd.
Yes. Council chair, motion to have the second council meeting on November 22nd. That's it.
That's November 2nd.
Move and second to hold this hammer's council meeting on 22nd. 100. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Popper. Councilman Barber.
Councilman Tracy.
Calendars for next item 1 second. Next item on the new business is set public hearing to adopt the schedule for 2022, which is typical of what we do. And we will all set the water rates at that point in time. Wow. So we'll look for a motion to set the public hearing for 2022 at 7 o'clock.
Public hearing to adopt the CP schedule and water, sewer, and stormwater rates for 2022.
Motion Popper, second.
Move and second that public hearing to adopt the CP schedule and the water, storm, sewer rates for 2022 at 7 o'clock.
Councilmember Weber, right?
Councilman Tracy, yeah.
Mayor Linda, I'll on then to council reports. Councilman Clark.
Mayor, I've been thinking about this. I think we need to have better communication between the city council staff. And I think it would run a lot smoother to take a lot of role off of Jeremy for some things. Things don't continue to fall into the cracks. Very busy. That I think it's time that council people step off and start doing what they were assigned to do. Like, and another thing, you need to put in tracking for the new city man. Make it mandatory that he comes with the report every month at the city council that he pulls up that city. I think we need to have more better communication. If the new city guy or even with Greg yet, don't go that far. That we put this in place where Greg he's got a problem with the list of something and we're building or something. And he person that's in charge of building and say, hey, we've got a problem. Then it's up to him or her to come up and say, okay, we've got a problem. This is what it looks like. Maybe take a picture if you can, whatever. Give it up here to Jeremy, and then he can put it on the agenda and then we talk about it. That way, Jerry, turning around, looking at this, and you know, you got to keep them behind the desk. Go on this stuff. Things won't. That would be my suggestion. I know all three of these are that important. I got the whole paper because I drive around town and look at the and that's what I do. And I'm trying to get a better relationship with the staff and the council up there, people that I meet on the street. I mean, they're not all bad people in this town, but there's, you know, people that maybe give us a few days now and then. But I mean, other than that, I hear a lot of people that are doing a good job. I come to a guy today, he said, thanks for doing a good job, and you should keep up the work. Now, this is who you walk over the whatever, people are not picking up and they're going to disagree with me, but you know what? I'm just here for all people. I'm already doing a good job, you know, and the other thing is, you guys are all doing a good job. And I think you guys are, this is the greatest council I've ever worked with. I've been with the council before. Believe me, I was like pulling teeth. I was all bold on everything that I ever brought up. Way back in the 80s, I wanted to bring up that we put $2 away for a water pump. Think of the money they had at $2 back then. But no, I'm not shut down. You can't raise water rates that much. But when I got to be in charge of the water, guess what? We were in the risk by being bad. 3 years, I get raised. I didn't care what. So we got out of there. They were running it at the meter to pay Paul. You don't run business that way. So I think we need to have better communication. I hope you all are with me. And if you don't, you know, I'm not going to be mad at you or anything. That's just something I think we could brought up. The other thing is, okay, Tim, you're in charge of water and sewer. You're part of the water.
We'll research.
Yeah. I always thought it was perfect. But yeah, it's my time.
We'll put it on the agenda and practice.
That's
right.
I think it wouldn't be a bad idea if you were in
Google
around with Greg one Saturday. And maybe Jeremy's sick or maybe Jeremy's gone. It's not bad to have a third back.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes, you know, you guys, there ain't nothing hardly that I don't know if we're in one of the streets. So where is there in charge sort of law? Hey, follow our help. But we'll get somebody that we'll get an answer for us. You know. And it frees up Jeremy. Just take that stuff off. Like today I went the other day we went back and worked on an estimate for good for next year. Undertaking that, I give that to Jeremy, it comes in at $13,000. Jeremy knows exactly how much he needs the budget for Black Friday. Okay?
Yes.
Jeremy has been in contact with Daniel, and he's getting the stuff ready with the steps. So he'll have that. How much the budget for that? I mean, we run a business, and if it takes all of us a hand in it, I think that needs to be done. I know I sat and argued with my wife one night. She said, you're only elected official. You're not a paid official by the city. But I said, you know, maybe we could change that. We don't take a raise. We all, maybe we're good. We could, I don't know that would work to me, but that's different. But we. We're on the city payroll language, and we get paid for like $15 or $20 an hour or something, stuff or whatever. Melly was making one or something. You know, don't take my by talking to Jeremy.
And I think Scotty, where it'd be especially beneficial will be for staff, especially with a new public works person coming, where it'll be really beneficial because we don't know at what level the replacement's going to be.
And I understand too. And I totally, just in the streets and the sewers. I mean, I don't realize that's going to be. Greg, and he's going to get his water and sewer license. headway. That's just my city more involved. Helpful to make a bid on what's going on. You agree or not agree? Or what do you think?
I think it's definitely something that we can step up and do more as council members in regards to just the different areas that we get assigned to. I know back I was a council member before we came here. I was wondering kind of what I did. The only thing I in Jeremy always talked about was just trying to show you one of these in case we were to move forward with the handicap bathroom, but obviously we figured out. If we did that, we did a whole Asian guy. On the salad, and who knows what we're trying to do there.
I think that staff can work on ideas for each of the areas to come up with a description. Parks. Does that mean, once or twice a month, go around and look at all the park equipment?
Yeah, we've got street, we got certain water
and parks.
There used to be a park committee.
Our buildings are in really good shape. I had to talk to Jeremy today. We need to get the people to come. We definitely you plan to see them come. Like I said, Jeremy's next time. It's sarcastic. I'm just thinking to myself that maybe we have an open house and get as many people to come. Maybe the Lions set up. Maybe the Sportsman's Club set up. The town and the baseball. And people come up and serve. You know, I know we've had a national event, but maybe we all get together and say, we spend a little bit more and we have catering chicken or something, hookrist and buttered bread and chicken. You know, we're not going to cook, just coming on, something to drink, and also refreshments and do something like that. And then we can show off, hey, here's some of your money being spent right here in this community. How many people you think in this town have ever been up today? I bet you less than 30%. And those that have been up to that community hall have been up there before and fixed and moved. So they don't have any idea what it looks like. And when people ask, what would we do with all our tax? Like I said, works. Like I said to Tamara, I said, make sure every year that she gets everything that got done in the city this time out there.
Especially December 7th. Everybody show up December 7th for the truth.
Yeah. And then the people.
Like I almost have like tripods and some pictures.
What do you think about?
I think it would be a good idea if we try to engage the different clubs in town and get them more involved. People that aren't involved with fish club know what I'm doing. I know for the Lions, part of the way the Lions operate for every day is they don't want to necessarily advertise that they're doing certain things because their motto is to serve. So they just go about serving and they don't necessarily look for the recognition. And the baseball is more. They do a great job. That we play some pretty good ball from time to time, and We have one of the better parks in the state of Minnesota. It's a really nice little gem that we have. We as a city, and we as taxpayers, don't have that big of a state compared to other cities and townships.
They say it's one of the best parks in a day.
Yeah, it'd be good for the club or hopefully to recruit more people to help out.
Exactly. And not just in the concession, but
even the fire department.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
if you're getting Hillcrest, Scotty, I'm in. If you're getting Hillcrest, I'm in. If you're getting Hillcrest, I'm in. you can get reimbursed.
Plus, I think it's something we're doing in January, February, where that way we can highlight what happened in 2021, and then we give time for the clubs to build their own organization and be able to have something on display for a period of time.
And even March.
That's good.
Spring then.
Yeah, let's keep it on the right. Yep. Anything else on something?
Nothing here.
Nothing. And Chase,
parks look good.
That's all I got.
I did.
The only thing I have is probably I haven't. We'll work on getting a newsletter out. Hopefully, we'll get it out for sure before Thanksgiving. I don't know if we'll get it out Friday before or just. And so, if anybody has something that they want to post, we can include that in our newsletter. At the end of the year, we can fill that page with a lot of. As a former and try to highlight the things that we feel the council and staff that we really need to hit in that.
I got some things we'll add to about there's a system out there for people that can't pay their utility bills that can pay in on that too through the cap agency.
Well, I had nobody else has anything else for the good of the city.
If you don't mind, Chris, I just want to thank council and staff for keeping the city afloat and stepping up for my absence. So I appreciate it. I tried to do what I could. I do appreciate that. It was a tough week, but we're ripping and ready and raring to go again.
Anything else?
Alderman Tracy, I make a motion.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So, second to adjourn, I'll hear. Awesome.
Hopper, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We are adjourned at 28.
Other stuff.